بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حديث 199 and حديث number 200 deals with fasting that is prohibited in Islam. So, we need someone to read this for us. Yes, brother.
Muhammad bin Abd bin Jafar reported, I asked Jabir bin Abdullah, Allah be pleased with both of them, did the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, forbid the fasting on Friday? Whereupon he said, yes. In an edition of Muslim, by the Lord of the Kaaba.
In the following hadith, 200.
Abu Huraira, Allah be pleased with him, reported the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as saying, none among you should observe fast on Friday, except if he observes fast before it and after it.
Very well. In these two hadiths, we learn that the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, forbade from fasting the day of Friday. In the Sahih, he went to his house and he found one of his wives fasting Friday. So he asked her, did you fast Thursday, the day before? She said, no. He said, do you intend to fast tomorrow, Saturday? She said, no. He then said, break your fast. So what is the ruling on fasting Friday? Scholars say, it is not permissible to isolate Friday with fasting for the sake of Friday. Can you give an example? People have work the full week and they have only Friday as a day off. So one decided that he fasts every Friday because it's his only day off. What do we say to him? Say, this is not permissible. This is forbidden. Either you fast Thursday with it, or you fast Saturday with it. As in the hadith, either you fast the day before or the day after. Okay, in this case, is it always forbidden to fast Friday? The answer is no. There are exemptions. There are exceptions. When? Scholars say, if you're not fasting that day because it's a Friday, but because it coincides with Ashura, for example, or with Arafah, for example, in this case, it is permissible. It is also permissible to fast Friday alone when you are fasting mandatory fasting, such as making up for Ramadan. I don't want you to say such as Ramadan, because if you're fasting Ramadan, whether it's Friday or not, it's gonna be before at a day of Ramadan, no doubt in that. No, making up for Ramadan. I missed a day because of traveling. Then the only opportunity for me is to fast it on a Friday. Do it, no problem. I have an expiation to fast. I'd like to do it on Friday, no problem. You're not fasting for the sake of Friday. You have something legitimate to do, and that is why you can make it on Friday. Like when I come to the masjid after Asr prayer. Can I pray two rak'ahs so I can sit down? The answer is yes. Why? Because I'm praying two rak'ahs in order to fulfill the order, the instruction of the Prophet who said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever you enter a masjid, do not sit down until you pray two rak'ahs. This is regarding the fasting of Friday. What about the fasting of Saturday? It's the same thing. It's the same ruling. You cannot fast it alone. Either fast the day before it or a day after it. Or it is permitted for you to fast if you are fasting a mandatory fasting such as a day of expiation, a day of oath, a missed day of Ramadan, or you're fasting it because it coincides with Arafah or Ashura. And now we move on to hadith 201, the hadith of Abu Ubaid, and we need someone who would read it for us. Yes, brother.
Abu Ubaid, the free slave of Ibn Azhar, reported, I observed Eid along with Umar bin al-Khattab, radiallahu anh. He said, these 2 days, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has forbidden observing of fast on them. One is the day of Fitr, at the end of your fast. And the second one, the day when you eat the meat of your sacrifices.
Jazakallah khair. So now, we know that it is forbidden to fast Fridays alone, to fast Saturdays alone, and also to fast the day of Eid al-Fitr, which comes at the end of Ramadan, and the Eid al-Adha, which comes on the 10th of the Hijjah. But before we go on commenting on this hadith, fasting Friday and Saturday are permissible when you're fasting the fast of Dawood, peace be upon him. You remember he fasts a day and skips a day. This means that 1 week you will fast Friday and skip Saturday. But the next week you will skip Friday and fast Saturday. Scholars say that here you're exactly doing what the Prophet told you not to do, and that is to separately fast Friday without a day before it or after it, and likewise the Saturday. So is this permissible? Scholars say yes, only if you're fasting the fast of Dawood, because it is not intended for Friday nor for Saturday, but it is intended for the best of fasting, which is the fasting of Dawood, as the Prophet said, peace be upon them all. As for the hadith, it is very clear. It is completely forbidden to fast the day of Eid al-Fitr and the day of Eid al-Adha, except in one condition. What is that condition? Anyone? Yes.
When we have not sacrificed the hadith.
When you not sacrifice the hadith, it is permissible to fast Eid al-Fitr?
No, Eid al-Adha.
Eid al-Adha. La, you must know, there is no fasting acceptable on the day of Eid or of the day al-Hajj at all. Point, full stop. No way any type of fasting would be accepted. What you're referring to is on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of Hajj. Yes, these days are also forbidden for us to fast, except for a pilgrim who does not find money to buy a sacrifice and slaughter it. For him only, it is permitted to fast 3 days. So this means that not only the 2 days that Umar mentioned, may Allah be pleased with him, also there are 3 other days. So why didn't he mention them? Scholars say that these days that Umar mentioned are completely forbidden to fast, no excuse. But the other 3 days, there is an exception that you can fast them in, and not to any one of us, only to the pilgrim who is offering tamattu or qiran and is unable to buy sacrifice. Understood, inshallah. Question, if a person killed someone by mistake, we know that he has to fast 2 consecutive months, correct or wrong? Correct. What does he do if Ramadan coincides with these 2 months? Is Ramadan considered to be one of them? Yes and no. Yes, no. They have to be separate than Ramadan. So if I start on the 20th of Sha'ban and I fast 10 days of these 2 consecutive months, and then Ramadan comes, what do? I fast Ramadan. When Eid comes, I start my fasting, correct? No. You do not fast in Ramadan anything. So what do you do? This is an exemption. So you skip the Eid, the first day of Eid, then you continue with your 11th day of the 2 consecutive months. Because the 10 days you fasted, they are okay. Ramadan, Eid, you break your fast. Second day, immediately continue. What happens if I'm fasting these consecutive months in the month of the Hijjah? So I fast the first day, second, until the 9th. So I fasted 9 days. Then I break my fast for how many days? For 4, Eid al-Adha, and 3 days of Tashriq. And on the 14th, I continue my 10th, 11th of the 9 days that I have done. Understood, inshallah? Good. So these days, even if someone makes a pledge, and he says, it's a pledge on me that I will fast the day of Fitr. What do we tell him? You, even if you fast, it's not accepted, you're sinful, and you have to give expiation for yameen, for your oath that you made. Because if you make a pledge to do something and you're unable to do it, you have to give kafarat al-yameen. You have to give expiation of an oath. For example, someone says, I will pray 6 hours every night till the rest of my life. After 2-3 nights, the guy discovered that no way he can do this. The maximum he can do is probably an hour and a half or 2 hours, and then he's dead. Or if someone says that it's a pledge from me to Allah Azza wa Jal that I will fly, and he cannot fly. So what to do? He has to give expiation of yameen or of the oath he made, which is feeding 10 people or clothing them or slaughtering a sheep. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.